Hi, thank you for calling the Devil Prayer Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Aisha Khalik, A-I-S-H-A.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, Aisha, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. I did want to verify your phone number. Is this 646-549-9749?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Now, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera hotline? I'm sorry, in the Depo
yes.
Provera lawsuit? Okay.
Yes, because you so used to say a hotline.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and then did you already have an attorney assisting you with this?
No.
Okay. Okay, so no signatures, nothing like that, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, are you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
This was, hold on, May, I guess like around June 18, 2022.
Okay. Around June 18, 2022, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
26. February, it's February 6, 2005.
Okay. So January, I'm sorry, you said February?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, February 6 of 2005, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that used Depo Provera was diagnosed with anything after using it?
Wait, say that again.
Do you know anyone else that used Depo Provera and was affected?
Not the way I was, no.
Okay, no, that's good to hear. Now, do you remember if it was Depo Provera, the brand name that you were taking, or was it another generic version of it?
No, it was Depo Provera injections.
Okay, and do you remember if you used it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay, do you know when you started using it?
I think it was like in May 2020.
Okay. Around May of 2020.
I think I took it for about 2 years, yeah.
Okay. So when was the last time that you used it? In 2022, I'm assuming?
Yes, in 2022, because that was like had to be in June, like around
okay.
June.
Yeah. Okay, so started around May 2020, last used it around June 2022, right around when you were diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And can you confirm
mm-hmm.
your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, perfect. And then I have your name spelled out here. Let me know if it's correct. I have A-I-S-H-A and then last name K-H-A-L-I-Q. Is that right?
Yes, but let me give you on my birth certificate that Aisha is my middle name.
Okay.
My first name is K H A D D I J A H. I'm sorry. You know how it's one of those things when you use your middle name all
yeah.
the time.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries. So I have K H A D as in dad. I J as in John, A-H for your first name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then middle name Aisha, last name Khalik,
K-H-A-L-I-Q.
Yes. Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was your social?
I don't know by heart. Hold on a second. Let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my card.
No worries.
I know the last 4 digits. I don't know the first. I don't know my social power.
We
I don't
could do
know.
The last 4 for right now if that works.
What's the last 4 digits? Hold on. 8363.
Okay. 8363. Perfect. Now I have your email is kkalik23@gmail.com. And then again, the phone number is 646-549-9749. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what was the address?
28 West, 131st Street, New York, New York, 10037.
Okay, perfect. Again, I have 28 West, 131st Street, New York, New York, 10037. And was this an apartment? Is there an apartment number? Is this
yes, 5A.
Okay. You said 5-8?
A.
A. 5-A is an apple. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. So I have 28 West 131st Street, apartment 5-A, New York, New York, 10037. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then what was the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Dr. Alexander Sherfrin.
Okay, let's see here. Dr. Ethan Alexander. What was the last name there?
S-H-I-F-R-I-N.
Okay, let's see here.
Well, they, wait, okay, you said the doctor that diagnosed me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's actually my, I had three different doctors. So, but that's my gynecologist.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so he was the one that prescribed the Depo-Provera, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can take down his information. I did find a Dr. Alexander Sheffrin, it looks
mm-hmm.
like.
Mm-hmm. Atlantic Hill.
Okay. And then what was the doctor that diagnosed you then with the meningioma?
That would be Dr. Theodore Schwartz.
Okay, let's see here. Dr. Theodore Schwartz. Okay, I did find him as well. It looks like he's a neurologist out there in New York.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the doctor that treated you, do you remember his name?
Yes, Dr. Jeffrey Greenfield.
Okay.
And he's at the same hospital as the oncologist.
Okay. Yeah, I did find his information as well. Perfect. Okay. And then what clinic or hospital was that?
That would be New York Presbyterian, but at Brooklyn Methodist Hospital.
Okay. Let's see. Was this the one on 6th Street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, just inputting some other information here. Before you were diagnosed with meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any cancers?
No.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Perfect. And do you have the medical records for this?
I do, but not on me at this particular moment.
Okay, that's okay. But you would be able to provide them either by phone or electronically if mm-hmm. requested?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Sounds good. So I am just finishing up here. If, you know, we can't reach you for an extended period, is there anyone that we can contact? Do you have anyone that
yes.
can contact?
Yeah, you can call my mom.
Okay. Do you live with your mom?
Yes.
Okay. Just asking so we can put the same address for her. And what was her first and last name?
So I have the same first name as her, just no middle name and last name.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Khadija Khalid. That's my mother's name.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And what was the last name for her? I'm so sorry, the phone number for her.
Oh, 347. Mm-hmm. 659-0977.
Perfect. And do you know her email, or I could just put yours on that section as well?
It's Khadija. Yeah, you could just put mine.
Okay. Okay, great. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what this DocuSign is for is it just gives the attorneys permission to go ahead and pull those medical records and get that case started for you. Before I do send it, do you have a preference of it being sent to your email, you know, your text messages?
Which one is easier, text or email?
I would say they come in about the same time and they would be tapping on the same link, so whichever one is easier for you to pull up.
So you can just text it.
Okay. Okay, now before I do send it, I do want to verify some of the information that's on here just to make sure it's, you know, everything is up to date. I have, just stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have your first name spelled Khadijah, middle name Aisha, Aisha, last name Kalik, Khalik. I then have your address is 28 West 131st Street, apartment 5A as in Apple. That's in New York, New York, 10037. I have your date of birth as February 6th of 2005, and then your social is 8363. Is all of that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. So I did just send that out. Let me know when you do receive that text notification. It should have my name on it, which is Carolina Hernandez.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Miss Hernandez. Hold on, I think this is it. Hold on a second. Yep, it is. So let's see. Yes. So let's start to begin. Okay, next. Hold on a second. Adopt the song. Okay, this is so hard sometimes. Hold on, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Show your initials. Top is sorry. Show your initials. Finished. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Hello?
I did just receive that on my end here. Now, it does take the attorneys a little longer for them to receive this paperwork and get it into their system. So I would say for sure next week they're going to reach out, give you a quick call. They're just going to verify some of the information that we went over today, Aisha. Obviously, after that, if you have any case-related inquiries, any concerns, you can reach out to them or myself, and I'd be more than happy to help. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, thank you so much, Ms. Hernandez.
Of course, of course. Thank you for your time, and I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.